And now we bring you Viewpoint with Pete Stevenson discussing the Bible's view of family relationships.
Today we're concluding our look at the topic, the character of a wife. All throughout the week, I've been looking at what the book of Proverbs has to say about the character of a wife. A foolish wife will fail to develop her character along godly lines. Instead, she'll walk according to the selfish instincts of her unregenerate or carnal nature, and the result will be misery in the home. There'll be continual bitterness and argument, upsetting the relationship between the parents themselves and between the parents and their children. On the other hand, a wise woman will work at developing a godly character. She'll recognize that much of the responsibility for a happy home rests upon her shoulders, and she'll attempt to manifest the kind of godly spirit that will promote harmony and a sweet relationship between the family members. Her reverential attitude toward God will produce the wholesome sort of character that will naturally bless the lives of those with whom she comes into close contact day by day. According to Proverbs 11:16, this faithful woman will receive honor. A gracious woman retaineth honor, and strong men retain riches. The statement that the wise woman receives honor is strengthened by the contrast with the latter part of the verse, where we find that the strong man, a violent individual whose conduct is evil, receives riches as the reward of his actions. The wife's reward is eternal and of great worth. The man's reward is temporal and therefore of little value. In light of the teaching elsewhere in the book of Proverbs, the woman clearly receives the better reward for her actions. In Proverbs 21:21, honor is associated with a search for righteousness and mercy. In Proverbs 15:33 and 18:12, Solomon associates honor and humility together. Proverbs 22:4 tells us that honor comes naturally to one who possesses the fear of the Lord. In Proverbs 3:16 and 8:18, we find that honor grows out of the quality of true wisdom. It's not surprising, then, that the book of Proverbs also states in chapter 26, verses 1 and 8, that a foolish person cannot justly receive honor. When the godly wife places an emphasis upon developing her character, the attributes of righteousness and mercy, humility, and the fear of the Lord will become evident in her daily relationships with others. Her husband and her children alike will take note of the manner in which she goes about her daily responsibilities. Her character will impress them, and they'll spontaneously honor her for what she is. Neighbors and friends who closely associate with her will similarly honor her. This, then, is the potential that every wife holds within her power. She can approach her family responsibilities carelessly, doing just that which naturally suggests itself to her. Or she can diligently work at developing the quality of her home life. The careless approach is the natural outcome of a poorly developed character, and it'll lead to all kinds of family problems. The conscientious approach is the natural outcome of a godly character, and it will lead to the fullness of God's blessing upon the individual and upon her home. Let me ask you a question. Which of these approaches marks your home? Are you consistently spending time with the Lord and His Word? Do you regularly pray for your husband and children? Have you submitted your will to the will of God? Are you actively developing a godly character? Or are you careless in your character development and careless in carrying out your family responsibilities? If you must admit that you're careless, why not make today a day of change? A day when you confess your indifference to God and to your family, and a day when you begin to develop your character in godly ways that will bring the Lord's blessing upon your home.
You've just heard Viewpoint with Pete Stevenson discussing the Bible's view of family relationships.